oh boy, Kyle, what a show that was, right? You felt good about
It
it?
was a show. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I feel like honestly, I've been listening back to a lot of the shows
I
actually
can't do
this
that.
year. I think when you like when you edit enough, you're okay with your voice. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's not me being weird about my voice. It's just me overanalyzing all the stupid shit that I said. And
Really?
like,
What you the stupid shit
and
you
me,
said?
and like, yeah, I'm just
All right.
worried that I give out wrong information or I sound like an idiot. Not just the way my voice sounds, just the stuff coming
Oh,
out of my mouth sounds like
fair.
an idiot.
I always hate when I flip-flop on a thing, or if I sounded like I flip-flopped. So like I'll always go back to like, okay, when do I think I made a point that I may have backtracked on? And then I hear myself go, oh no, I didn't actually backtrack on this. Or I always just make it a point to go, hey, my thoughts have evolved and this is the reason as to why they've evolved. So that I don't get those motherfuckers who, yeah, you said this or that, you know? But to me, you're always never going to get it right. When like when you're chatting, like there's always you're always gonna find something you missed, and so to me I've stopped looking for the things I've missed and went okay, well that's why that show's there. Like I missed something that Beyond got, and that's why Beyond's there. It's a different perspective from me, or Beyond missed something that we got. And that's why, we exist, type of thing. Like, there's always a
Fair.
different, instead of thinking about it as what you missed, I would say, think about it as an angle that you took, or an angle that someone else took, you know? That's
Fair.
how I think about it. That's how I think about it. Hey, Kyle, listen, before we talk about the Mario movie, because we've both seen it, I am still in between games. And I want to tell you my dilemma, okay? Horizon's there, and I picked it up again, and I tried to fly the pterodactyl thing, right? I forgot how to fly, and I was like, God damn it. Do I really want to relearn these controls right here, right now? And then I look back at all the things I need. I'm like, there's still like 19, 20 trophies that I need for this thing.
Ooh,
I ain't,
wow.
I yeah, I ain't, well, because like I beelined it towards the end. Because
Fair.
I wanted to get to Elden Ring, so I never really I didn't I think I didn't do well by that game.
Okay.
So I was like, there's still a lot of trophies that I need to get. I don't know if I got it in me for this. At the same exact time, Resident Evil 4, I'm still having the hankering to go back. Like, I don't think I'm done. But then I go, well, Joe, this is how my mind works. You're gonna have to play that game, give or take 6 times for that trophy. Theoretically, it's about a 50, 60, 70 hour trophy. That's a fucking commitment, right? But then I say to myself, well, Joe, you platinumed Elden Ring twice.
Yeah, you definitely did do that.
But one of the trophies is, if I'm not mistaken, someone I think Strubles could correct me here. I think one of the trophies is you have to complete it on hardcore at 6++ ranking, which means beat it in hardcore in under 5 hours, 30 minutes, with only tops. I think it's 15 saves you can do to earn you that S rank. How the fuck do I do that?
I don't know.
So
I'm trying to see
there's a
what
way,
it
it's like the
is.
only way you beat this game is you never use a health item.
Complete the main story in hardcore mode with an S plus rank.
Now, there is a way you could theoretically do like hardcore, but you'd have to do like a whole new run. Could you put on modifiers? But even then, like what, how are the modifiers gonna help you? Because the only way to get unlimited ammo per se is to do hardcore mode and get S plus.
What's harder, professional mode or hardcore mode?
Hardcore sounds harder.
Because you also have to complete the story in professional mode. whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means.
And then you got to do one only using knives and handguns.
That one's, I mean, that's, I did that with my first Dead Space run, which I still haven't platinumed that game either, but at the same exact time, I gotta give that time, I gotta give that game space.
Ooh, pun intended? Dead Space.
Yeah. Mm. Like that's a game I'll plat in a year.
I will never plat RE4 or any RE game for that matter, because I don't like the difficulty stuff.
Yeah.
But I have to briefly before the girls were like, play a scary game. So like, all right, fine. I'm the first in the world to platinum them with the show. 23. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, can I just say, I believe you. I believe that you platinumed it. You were the
first. Is someone saying no?
Well, you go on the website now and it says you're third.
Oh, what?
It says you're third.
How dare they?
But here's the thing. But how is that the case?
How dare they?
Because I wanted to get the screenshot and go, Mr. Number One. Mm. But now it's Mr. Number Three.
Oh, I'm number two.
Oh, number two. Well, first is the worst, second is the best. But how's that the case? It said you were first.
Oh, now on Platinum Club, I'm number three.
What is Platinum
Club? Yeah, I don't know. There's a 100% club and a Platinum Club, and they're different. I don't know.
So wait, you're number one at the 100% Club?
I am now number two on the 100% Club.
No. When you screenshotted it, it said number fucking one.
And the thing is, the person that is now in number one was also on my screenshot that I covered up. So how did they jump me after that screenshot? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's from top. Okay, you're number one. There's no discrepancy. In fact,
also, there was some tomfoolery, though.
Yeah.
Because half an hour before this content dropped, the remaining trophy that I needed said it was no longer 0.0% of players. It was 0.1% of players. I'm like, there's some fucking tomfoolery going on here.
There's some tomfoolery.
How does somebody get that trophy already? That's impossible.
Yeah. So but you are missing number
we're
one.
All... So there's five of us that have the same timestamp.
Oh. Stop.
It's 6:59:59 PM, whatever time zone this is in. We all have that one to the second. Okay. So
you all are tied at number one.
We're all tied at number one.
Oh, okay. You know what? No. There is some fuckery afoot, but.
There is some fuckery afoot, yes.
But I would argue that you're all number one. So you are Mr. Number One.
Yeah. I did it.
There you go. So number one, MLB The Show fan. Maybe next year they'll show us some gosh dang love, you know? San Diego God, studio. Let's do it.
That'd be the dream.
You. Let's talk about making this game.
Yeah, please. Can I interview Ramon? I would love to interview Ramon Russell.
I'll interview the sock puppet guy.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But yeah, so after that, the girls wanted me to play a scary game. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll hop in Resident Evil 4. And they were like, oh, this isn't too scary or whatever. And then Chainsaw Guy came out. And they were like, oh, can't watch this. And I was like, all right, fine, go to bed.
Sweet dreams, girls.
Exactly. Game's hard. I need to get back into the groove because I'm a terrible shot in this remake so far.
Yeah.
I like sneaking around and stealthing all the old ladies in the village before things pop off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I played the demo, so I know what I've experienced already. I haven't experienced anything beyond that because I keep dying in the house when everyone comes after me. But feels good to be back.
Feels good to be back. Now, you know, if you shoot the bell tower three times, they go back. They like it triggers the cutscene, so you don't have to fight them all.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Probably save some ammo that way, right?
Save some ammo, save some time. Because that's a timed event. I forget what, like,
yes,
it's just
it's
a
4 minutes to... or...
Yeah.
It's 4 minutes, survive 4 minutes, or you kill 15 Ganados, or...
Yeah.
Once the chainsaw guy spawns, you kill 10 Ganados.
Yeah. And what happened with me is I fell out of the window, and all 10 of them were there, and I threw a grenade and blew them all up, and I... triggered
that's smart. That is smart.
No, it was just it wasn't even smart. It was just clear. It was just luck. That said, though, yeah, man, it's incredible. Like, it really is in my top 10. Remember when I said top 20? Now it's in top 10. Who knows where it'll be next week.
It's moving on up.
It's so fucking good. Smart edits on that team's behalf. Just across the board. And I really hope, because again, like, though I'm a Resident Evil fan, I'm like new to this shit. You know what I mean? Yep. I hope this is not the last time we see Ashley. Because she was portrayed so well in this game.
Mm.
I really liked her.
I think she shows up in the movie. Like, okay. One of the animated movies.
Let's hope. Yeah.
No, I think she did.
Oh, she has.
I think in the past couple of years, there was an animated one, and I think she shows up in that.
Hi, Leon! Shut up, Ashley. You like that?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Leon!
Oh, Leon!
I love you!
Let me give you a little smooch!
Let's make out on this boat as we go back to America!
No way! You're gross! That's pretty much it. No, and even, like, they fix that part up, too. It's not okay, good. Yeah, she doesn't.
It's not her hating on Leon in the worst possible time.
Yeah, it's not a hey, can we have a you saved my life bang. It's actually like, it's nice. Like, you could see, like, I think in that game they do a really great job of, like, she's kind of crushing on you, dude. But, like, it's not overt. And honestly, if Leon was saving my life, I would be way thirstier than her. I'd be like bending over provocatively to pick up like ammo. Oops, I dropped my gun.
She does briefly appear in the 2021 miniseries Infinite Darkness.
Yeah.
So she does appear in
ooh, is there some gunpowder here? Oh god, my
bad. Ooh, is that a blue herb? Let me go get it.
I'm prancing underneath a waterfall. Ooh, Leon, someone's after me. Yeah.
This cave is soundproof. No one will find us.
Ooh, no. Anything can happen. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then, like, her and Ada Wong. I just want to know what happens, you know?
Uh-huh.
We all want to see it. Let's not beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. We want to see him smooch. Again. Okay, that out of the way. Let's talk about the Mario movie.
Yeah, okay.
You know, people are going to click on this going, I think this is going to be right for my kids.
Yeah, nope, definitely not.
This is a family affair.
And let's say it right now, I don't want to spoil anything from the movie. I want to keep surface level stuff, allude to some things, but like, this just movie's like magical.
Yeah? I mean,
it's magical.
You're not like a Mario or Nintendo guy.
I'm not, but like that is how I started playing video games, was a Mario on old school NES. Like, I love Mario games. They will get me to play my Switch whenever a new one comes out, because they are, to me, I think, the pinnacle of video games.
Yeah.
Just in its video game's purest form is a Mario game. And I had such a dumb smile on my face the entire time.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm not even kidding you. The entire time, I would look over to my nieces, and they were also smiling and having a good time. So, like, it was perfect.
It was worth it.
Screw the critics. They don't know anything.
When you saw it was like a 48 or some shit.
Yeah, I saw it in 4D.
Did you get nervous when you saw the scores first and foremost?
Oh, the scores. Yeah. No. I'm not going to see an Illumination animated movie to set the world on fire.
Right.
That's more Pixar thing.
Yeah.
I expect a fun time in a world that I know. Yeah. And that is what I got.
Yeah, like, to me, and I'm not, again, animation is art, animation is a genre, animation should be taken seriously. But when it's a film that is overtly aimed at kids...
Yes.
It's like, who gives a flying fuck about what anyone has to say about anything?
Yeah.
Because this movie is not meant to speak to anyone other than children and people that played Mario.
Yeah.
And
I mean, does it have issues? Yes, as a movie, it sure does. It goes so quickly.
It goes too fast.
With the plot, it goes real quick. but like I was in it. I was ready for it.
Yeah. So like honestly, that is my biggest gripe with the film is an hour and 20 minutes was not enough and not even close.
Yeah, no.
I actually think it could have used another 20 minutes. Hour 40 would have actually been the sweet spot here. I think they very much over-edited.
Sure. Yeah, there were a lot of just like a... oh, my name's Mario. You're the Princess Peach. I need to save my brother. And then it's... All right, okay, Mario. Cool. Let's do the thing. Then they do the thing, and then they're on their way. And then there's no, like...
There's no convincing,
and there's no dialogue. It's just like, okay, where are we going next?
Yeah. Okay, like, where are you gonna take me? Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to go meet these people? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to fight him? Oh, okay, cool. There's, like, literally no disagreement, whatever. And, I mean, it's fine, obviously. Right. It's a good time, but...
It's here to push the plot forward because we have to go. There's like every time that any decision has to be made, it's like, we're doing this because we got to go. Okay, we got to go. There's no like back and forth discussion or even hard convincing to go do said thing. They're just going ahead and doing the damn thing.
Yep.
And I think the first encounter with Mario and Peach is very much this like the overarching problem of that film. Is it does that constantly. Yeah. There's no struggle, and because there's no struggle, you don't really get to truly know most of the characters. And I think that is the biggest problem.
I mean, let's also just talk about it right now. It's a big joke before the movie. Chris Pratt did fine.
Yeah, everybody, hey, how about stop?
It was way more Brooklyn than I thought it would be, and it worked.
Can I say something controversial about Chris Pratt?
Yeah, go for it.
I know we're talking about it's a kids film, and I said, oh, this would be great for everybody because, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm actually really tired of, like, people just hating on Chris Pratt.
Mm.
I think he's a great action star.
Yeah, he is.
He's good for a blockbuster, and I honestly don't understand why people don't like him. It's like... Oh, he belongs to a church that doesn't like gay people? It's like, my mom belongs to a church that doesn't like gay people. Mm-hmm. She loves the gays. So, like, it doesn't necessarily speak to them as a person. So, I actually really disdain people's just hatred of him, just to hate on him. But I thought he did fine. I mean, he did great, actually.
Yeah.
I think his Brooklyn accent was, like, he was believable. He was Mario.
At zero point while watching this hour and a half movie did I think, oh, that's Chris Pratt doing a voice. I was like, no, that's just Mario.
Yeah, it's Mario.
It never once, there's only one character that took me out of it.
You could say Cranky Kong.
It's Cranky Kong. It's the only one. But even then, it was cool. I was fine.
Fred Armisen, I think, is... here's my hot take about Fred Armisen. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
He is a fantastic comedian. He's great at his craft, all that jazz. But at the same exact time, as they say all those things, I think he's a little bit overrated.
All right, that's fair.
And I think he definitely phoned it in on that performance. Because, like, Fred does a lot of good voices.
Yeah.
He's very talented at, like, an impersonation. And this one is just like, here's a very lazy Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
And
as our friend Mike said, he imagined Larry David as Cranky Kong, and that would have been so much better.
That's Cranky Kong.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? I think maybe Fred Armisen was trying to do a Larry David impersonation of Larry David impersonating. What a
like I can hear Larry go, What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Why? You came all this way for what? Go away.
DK Kingdom's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Or like Mario steps on he bangs his fist on a table. You don't respect wood, don't you? Do you respect wood, Mario? Yes, I do. No, Mario. I don't think you do respect wood, actually.
And like since we're talking about voice acting, the performances there, I mean, come on, Jack Black.
Oh,
are you kidding
God.
Me? I never, I said this, I think on 6-1 Indie. I always thought Bowser was a creep.
Yeah.
This solidified it. And it was so funny to me. How the whole fight and disagreement between Mario and Bowser is just Mario is trying to stop Bowser from creeping on a princess.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the basis for this story.
And I think the biggest insult I ever had was Sean Capri right before I entered the film goes, Bowser reminds me of you.
And oh, jeez.
And as I'm watching, I'm waiting when that happens. I'm like, the creepy stalker part? Is this how I'll be remembered? Because I peered into your window once, Sean? Jesus, geez.
Seth Rogen was also amazing as Donkey Kong.
Oh, my God. He was so good.
So good.
And I love that they, like, he's Seth Rogen. He doesn't do a silly voice.
No.
It's his laugh. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Donkey Kong.
It fit.
It fit. It fits so goddamn well. Uh-huh. I loved it. Charlie Day as Luigi.
Great.
Fucking perfect casting.
Yeah.
I think even when like we saw the casting, everybody's like, really? This is the cat? I mean, Jack Black, sure.
Uh-huh.
Bowser. And then everybody saw Charlie Day. It was just like, and that makes sense, yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key as Toad, also fantastic.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
Even Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. She killed it as well.
I actually think she's the strongest performance.
Yeah.
I loved Peach in this movie, dude.
Yeah, oh my God, she was great.
She was great. I saw one person go like, oh, no, she should have been the damsel in distress. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, no.
You're so tiring. You people
We've moved past that.
Yeah. I want my little daughter to see that she always needs saving. No, it was awesome to see Peach kick ass, and she kicked ass. And and not in the way of like, you know, like female empowerment for female empowerment. Like she was a well put together character.
Yeah. Like
out of all of them, I think her everything was put in line as to why she's a fighter, why she cares. And why she's so good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
There was character. You know, she was the most dimensional character out of all.
Yeah.
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 But going back to Bowser, Jack Black as Bowser.
Yep.
Fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
Every scene he was in, he was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're just like, you're Jack Black. You could sing. Go sing a tune. Like,
yeah.
All the things that we love Jack Black for being like, you know, just witty, charming, and just out there. That's what Bowser is.
Yes.
And he somehow makes it work perfectly. I loved it very much.
There is another performance that I really love, but I don't, it's a spoiler. There's a certain prisoner that pops up that stole the show from me for how dark that they got in this movie.
Yes. Yes.
That was also the girl's favorite character in part because it was
Well, they're
just...
in the trailer.
That Are character. They?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
More meat for the grinder.
Yes, that character. It's just with the smiley face on and
yep.
It was just
There is perfect. One line that I will tell you out of it is my favorite line. It comes from them.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a huge Mario fan. My best friend, Amy, she played a Mario here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Her synopsis of it was, Joe, I'm not going to kid you here. I'm surprised of how much I really enjoyed this movie. She's like, the first 5 minutes I was in. She's like, I loved this movie. And her favorite character is the star thing, which needs to be more. But like, as a huge Mario fan, and I'm going to yawn because it's been a day and it's what?
Mm-hmm.
Creeping on 10. And yep. I'm an old man. I need my sleep. This is such a love letter to Mario and Nintendo. Classic Nintendo. And even homages to things outside of Mario. That's all I'll say. Certain sound effects. The sound. Be on the lookout, because there's some Easter eggs that I think lead to bigger and better things.
That's all I will say. The music is top notch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And other Nintendo properties as well.
Oh, yeah. It's... So... Yeah, the music's great. I disagree with some people. They're like, when it wasn't Mario music, it felt weird. It's like, you can't have it all the time or else it stops being special. Right? So, like, it's there when it's the important things. It's not there when it's not. You know? And when you get the crescendo, you want the Mario music. And it's there. Yeah. It's not there to be there. It's important when it's there.
Yeah, I'm excited to eventually watch, like, the new rock stars. Here are all the Easter eggs from the movie, because there's probably 200 plus. Oh, there's so many.
Easily 500.
Yeah. I will say I saw this in 4D.
Okay.
Which means, like, the seats move. Like, water, the timed with water mist. Effects on the screen, mist and wind blasts and smells and stuff.
Oh, wow.
It added so much to the cart sections of this movie.
Oh.
Let me tell you, Joe, drifting along to the characters on the screen was so cool. And it does a thing where the carts, when they're airborne, it felt like we were levitating in the air and hovering.
Oh, that's fucking neat.
It was so cool. It made it next level. I could have taken an entire Mario Kart movie of just doing that in those seats, because it really is so well done and programmed along to what happens in the movie. Like, every time they fall, you get, like, these little piston punches, like, in your butt.
Oh,
like,
really?
On the back. Boop, boop. So, like, you feel all the bumps and the bruises, and they don't hurt, obviously, but, man, it was such a good time. It's like
haptic feedback and adaptive
triggers. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was very, very, very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Let's see. The movie goes fast. There's sights and sounds. The sounds are great. The sights are amazing. And yeah, like, every shot, there is an homage to something, it seems, right? Yep. Do you feel like it was too much? And why does it get away with it if it's not?
Do I feel like it was too much? No.
No?
I don't think it was too much. I think... If anything, I think it's smart for them to do that, to have, like, the diehard fans to go back and try to catch new things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they're going to get their money.
It's like, I don't know why, because it is a lot of fan service.
Oh, 1,000%, yeah.
And usually you have to earn the fan service. I think...
But they sort of already have. With what, the 30 plus years of games.
And I think that's what it is. It's like, how do we not flood this thing?
Everyone knows a Mario game.
Yeah.
Everyone knows a Mario game.
Yeah. Mario is the Mickey Mouse of this generation.
Yes.
So, like, to me, it's like, yeah, they already have, the games are amazing, and I want to feel like I'm in the game. Well, the only way you feel like you're in the game is to show you the game. And that's really what this is. They're on their merry way, their adventure, and it's just... How do you not, like, you don't earn Toad, right? Like, this isn't a monster film. Toad's just here.
Yeah.
You know? And he's got a frying pan. Because that's what Toad has.
Yeah.
You know? There are some characters that I would have loved to see that we kind of get a wink and a nod to. So Sonic, yeah, you know, he'll be in the sequel.
No, please, no. Unless they're doing the Olympics.
No, just kill Sonic.
Yeah, we did get that little post credit scene that was happy was there, because there was a short one afterwards.
Let me see that. Let me just type it up. Let me see the post credit scenes. I'm gonna spoil it for. I'm gonna watch it again, by the way.
Eventually, there are other movies I want to see first, but I also find it funny that the first time that Mario is going to be on a Blu-ray is this movie, and I will be watching this on my PlayStation.
On your PlayStation.
there's an iconic Mario character that is hinted at the end of the movie in the post-credit scene that I was very happy to see after a small glimpse a group of them earlier. Okay. In the movie. Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get a sequel in this film. There's no way.
1,000%.
So I love this movie. I think the critics got it wrong.
Yep.
Again, without going into spoilers, you can't. And honestly, the one problem with this film is, again, it doesn't, I feel like it doesn't celebrate itself enough. Though there's fan service everywhere, we don't it doesn't take time to, here's the sights and the sounds of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, like, no, we're in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, like, it would even be hard of, like, this is what happened, because tons of shit just happens here.
Yeah.
But I got to say, the cast killed it. Chris Pratt killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, the haters out there. I'm a Chris Pratt stan. Anna Taylor-Joy killed it. Jack Black killed it. All of them. Crushed it. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, Mario is on track of being the most successful animated film ever.
Sweet.
Hot damn. That said, what would you like to see the next Nintendo thing to be?
Ooh. Honestly?
Yeah.
Give me a Zelda.
How would you like that to go?
I mean, I'm not a Zelda fan, but I would totally take an animated movie on this caliber in a Zelda world. And I think that would lead itself more to the movie structure of, like, giving more time to everything and not have, like, the one problem of this one where everything was going too fast. I feel like there might be a little bit more story to tell in a Zelda game.
Sure.
Or a Zelda movie.
Do you think they're going to have a Super Smash Brothers Avengers-like movie?
1,000,000% yes.
What makes you so certain?
What makes me so certain?
Yeah.
The hints at other properties that were in this movie, the different, the way the worlds connect.
Yeah.
And how there are ways to branch off elsewhere.
This is not a teaser or a spoiler, Kyle.
No.
I know that there's going to be a Super Smash Brothers movie. You want to know why?
Why?
There's one sound.
Oh.
In this movie, guys, if you catch the sound, again, not a spoiler, because this is just it's a fan service thing. It's an Easter egg. So if you find the Easter egg, let me know, message me, and we could talk. But there is a sound that you hear. And I'm like, that's not a Mario sound. Mm. That's something else.
Mm.
That's something else.
Okay.
I think we're going to get a Super Smash Brothers.
That'd be cool.
Now, you're not going to get 80 fucking characters out of...
Oh, yeah, we will.
Oh, you think so?
Joe, we just talked about how fast they went through things in this movie. They'll be able to fit all of them in a 10-minute montage.
And here's what I want. Mario, Luigi, obviously Peach, right? So, like, it is a Mario-centric thing.
Uh-huh.
Samus is there.
Absolutely.
Link is there.
Uh-huh.
And Bowser's up to something with the Master Hand. Mm. He's the Loki in the Master Hand's Thanos.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? Uh-huh. And then you could throw in the Squid Kids as well.
I would put Ganon in there.
All right. What about Falcon? Captain Falcon.
Is he a bad guy?
Wait. No. Starf. Oh, you like Ganon. Oh, Ganon's like part of the bad squad?
Yeah, the bad. Yeah.
Dude, Star Fox needs to be
I mean.
Who knows?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. There was a thing in the movie.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
There may or may not have been an R-Wing at some point in this movie.
Star Fox shows up with an R-Wing. Hey, guys. Ready to f*** shit up?
Slippy.
Slippy's doing blow on their dash.
I'm here, boss.
It's like that gritty Power Rangers short.
Yeah,
but with Star Fox.
Exactly. Poppy or whatever the goddamn bunny's name is has PTSD. He's seeing fucking ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Mario movie's great. I think a Super Smash like ensemble would be incredible. I would love to see something with Splatoon, like an animated show. But I don't even know how you, like, that game may be a little bit too goofy and out there for it to hit. But who knows? You could make it maybe like, yeah, I think maybe anime would work. Legend of Zelda is going to be really hard because every Legend of Zelda is different. It's a different legend. It's a different Link. So how do you make it? How do you make a sequel? Like, there's rarely sequels. Like, this Breath of the Wild sequel is like one of a few.
Fair.
Depending on the time, like, and there's like timelines and shit.
Fair.
It's wacky.
But
I would love a Star Fox.
I have a gripe.
Okay. Oh yeah. What's your next gripe?
What did we talk about on the show of what I haven't watched yet that I was waiting for?
John Wick.
No.
What is it?
I didn't watch the Spider-Verse trailer because I was waiting to watch it in the theater.
You didn't get to watch it?
I got the old one. The one we already saw. But we also got the Blue Beetle trailer before the Mario, but not the updated Spider-Verse trailer. So I was very mad. I still have yet to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Can we watch it right now together?
Sure.
All right, everybody. I'm gonna go on YouTube. I'm going to give you the international trailer.
Okay.
Should I link it on the Discord so you're watching, or you want to just watch it alongside me?
Whatever you prefer. If we want to be in sync with each other, yeah, we can share it in the Discord.
You don't care if it's not like in 4K?
No.
Or whatever?
I'll watch it afterwards in that.
Okay. Cool.
I was so mad. I was like, yes, Spider-Verse! No, it's the one we already got, which is still cool, but like, ugh.
Let me share my screen.
Also, I had really terrible people in my theater.
Oh, really?
They were talking the entire... It was a 4D thing, there was only like four or five rows. And they were just talking as loud as possible the entire time. I was like, you motherfuckers.
I'm going to make this full screen. Would that help you if I make it full screen?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Alrighty.
Ooh, I can see all your adult links at the top.
Oh no, the porno! All right. Ready?
Yep. Sorry, audio listeners. I'm going to be very quiet.
Oh, you want me to be quiet too?
No, you don't have to. You can entertain everybody. Oh, shit.
Beautiful.
I love that they haven't gone away from What's Up Danger.
I know. It's beautiful.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no. We're gonna cry, Joe.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, I got chills. Oh my God, that trailer rips.
For audio listeners, I've just edited out like that, like for so.
Okay.
You're caught up. You didn't have to, you know.
Oh.
Fucking incredible, oh. Right? Look at the goosebumps I got.
Yeah, I'm all bumpy on my arms. Oh my god.
So the US trailer has more, but I don't think it's a well-edited trailer.
Okay.
In full honesty, I think this trailer, the international trailer, is better. And it doesn't have the beginning where it's Toby, Andrew.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he's a fucking pillar, dude. He's a fucking pillar. He's in just as important as the live action. I fucking love that. And apparently, like, it is also already one of, like, the highest viewed superhero trailers.
Which makes me happy.
Apparently. I don't know if it's true. But I'll believe it because I want it to be. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Ah, that was good. That was very good.
It looks so good. It looks so good. I'm so happy. I got Mario. I got Spider-Verse. Everything else is just...
And Guardians 3 in a month? Like
Guardians 3 is going to make me fucking stop. Like,
same. I feel like a lot of people are forgetting that it's a month away.
Yeah. I hope it does well. Because everybody's like, I'm tired of Marvel. I'm like, could you shut up? Could you just get an original thought? Okay? Just... It's cool, like, if you're fat, whatever. But, like people make it their personalities to hate it. It's like, okay, if you didn't like it, like, you don't have to go on Twitter about it. You know what I mean? Just, like, it's not for you. Just avoid it.
Yeah.
Like, the Star Wars thing. Can I show you Star Wars?
I mean, you can. It's not going to hit.
You're not going to. It's not going to hit. It's not going to hit. Huh? Yeah, no. You've never even seen
Rebels. It was cool seeing Daisy.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's getting another shot.
Yeah.
Not that she needs another shot, because I'm on the record. I liked all the newer movies, so it doesn't matter.
Well, not all of
no,
them.
No, don't. No, I liked all of them.
Okay.
See, here you go. You're being the toxic Star Wars fan that
no,
I hate.
No, it's fine if you like it. No, really, it's fine if you liked it. Like, if you like Last Jedi, you like it, and I'm not going to take it away from you, because it to you is great. And to me,
I also liked Rise.
Okay.
Good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I think that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know? I think Rise tries to correct a lot.
Sure.
And then by doing so, loses itself a bit.
Okay.
Yet, the Ahsoka trailer
is
fucking incredible. So, have you seen the news out of Star Wars? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Logan director is getting a Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. Dave Filoni is getting a live action, right?
I love
and somebody else.
People asked. They said, "What would be your dream Star Wars movie? Who's your dream director?" And I literally said, "I go, we have him. It's Dave Filoni."
Uh huh.
There is no like he. I believe in my heart of hearts, he understands Star Wars better than George Lucas. Okay. It's Dave fucking Filoni. I love that man. He could do no wrong. He could come over here, knock on my door, punch my parents in the face, punch me in the face, kick my dog, and go, you know what? I guess we earned it. We did something, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's Dave Filoni. So he's getting a Star Wars. I forget the other person the one that's doing the Rey one. I forget their name.
I'll look it up.
But apparently it had the leftovers writers in it, but they left, which that's heartbreaking. And that's been happening a lot. So, like, these three films, it's like, okay, that's great. But the reality is, like, these do have to come out. And Lucasfilm is so apprehensive of putting anything out because the fans overanalyze fucking everything. That's the problem with the fan base.
Dave Filoni's movie is going to be between Return and Force Awakens?
It looks like I didn't get that info. So that's
That was IGN 11 hours ago.
Ooh. Yeah, that's where. So that's the Filoni the what is it? What they call it? I think we could call it the Filoni verse, the Favreau verse as well. Okay. Is the in between of those two things? So maybe this Ahsoka show is working up to something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Daisy Ridley joy is she's rebuilding the Jedi Order. Which is awesome, which means there's bound to be a Sith somewhere. There's bound to be someone that disagrees. And it's 15 years after Rise of Skywalker. And then the director of Logan, I'm going to sneeze. Uh-oh, Kyle, talk to people while I blow my nose. Talk to him.
No, I want you to blow your nose into the mic. Let everyone hear it. I love that Joe loves Star Wars. I'm gonna feel that when I play Survivor in a few weeks.
Oh God, I think I'm dying. The director of Logan, thank you for
James Mangold.
He is working on a prequel film, and he describes it as biblical. In the sense of, this is the first Jedi Order. This is the creation of the Jedi.
Pretentious much?
listen, if there's anybody that could do it, I think he's a
Charmaine Obaid Chinoy is the other director.
There you go. And I think
for the Daisy.
I think it's a woman director as well, if I'm not mistaken. Here's where I go, okay, that's great. But boy oh boy, Star Wars fandom. You go, well, Joe, what do you mean?
We're really toxic. Won't. I 1,000% understand.
You know, like, we're going to get Mary Sue bullshit again. We're going to get, like, and it's just because, and that's what I'm scared of. And I think everybody, like, you know, the good fans are scared of the few because they're going to give us such a bad rap.
Let's see, what else has she directed?
I don't know. But yeah. Like the Logan, the one that has me the most excited is the prequel film. Because if you don't know, Kyle, like the first lightsabers aren't like, they have like backpacks that power them. So I wonder how they're going to edit some things around to make those things make maybe more sense or maybe don't.
She did 2 episodes of Ms. Marvel.
Okay.
She did a mini series called Fundamental Gender Justice, No Exceptions.
Nice.
And some shorts, and it looks like like animated movies, but for Bollywood, maybe?
Oh, sweet. Okay. Perhaps.
Yeah, but nice. That's her her.
So it's not an old white dude, yeah. No, Star Wars fans are really
it's not an old white dude, thank God.
Oh, no. That's not going to be great. The only thing that worried me out of that whole thing was Ms. Marvel. But, you know, you loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah. I hated it.
I know, because you have no taste.
I have taste. I have taste. It's there.
Sure.
It's there.
Sure.
That said, have you seen the Barbie trailer?
I have seen the Barbie trailer. I know you don't.
Wild.
You don't think it looks good.
Amy saw it, and I'm like, Amy, you might actually like this. You liked Barbie as a child, and after she's like, "What the fuck is that, Joe?" She goes, "Joe, we have to watch that. Not in theaters, but like when we're stoned." Like when it's out on streaming and when we're stoned, because that looks deranged.
I gotta make my way to go see Dungeons and Dragons before it leaves the theater.
Same. I've heard nothing but good things. I've literally not even heard a single negative thing about it. What about John Wick?
Yeah. Eventually. Huh. Like I know it's gonna be a good time. Huh. It's just Dungeons and Dragons for me is higher on the totem pole right now.
Yeah. So I got Amy into John Wick. She liked the first one. She did not like the second one. I was like, really? Okay.
You know what? I don't disagree with that.
And I go, okay, I think you're going to like 3 more. Because she's like, yeah, you know, the guns. It's like, not my thing. I'm more into knives. I'm like, well, he kills a shit ton of people with a bunch of swords.
Yeah.
You might like
it
more.
And 3 has Jason Mantzoukas in it, so.
Right, and he's one of the hobos, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna show you the Ahsoka trailer before we go, and I'm gonna talk over it because like you're not.
John Wick 4 is almost 3 hours long.
Yes.
Oh my God! I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. And there's a great action sequence in the beginning that's like 20 minutes
long. Holy crap.
Then there's some okay, when are we going to get to the action part? And then like the last 40 minutes are just pure unadulterated murder.
That's insane. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to show you the Ahsoka trailer and then we're going to go, okay? And then we're going to give people
okay.
But here's the thing. I'm going to talk over it. You're not going to understand it, but I'm going to talk to you as, nope. like, I'm going to talk you through it. All right?
All right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why this is a big deal. You got it?
Yeah. I know it's got Rosario Dawson, which I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Now that it looks like a lot of those legal issues are cleared up, by the way.
So what legal issues?
She had an assault charge on someone. But then that said someone.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, but then that said someone. It's a big thing, but she got it cleared up and that person... she got it cleared up. So okay. we're all right to have a positive view on her. All right, ready? Let's start.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're in the desert. She's walking in the desert. She's like, something's coming. What is that? Something dark. Uh-oh. Up to no good? She's cutting the floor with the force. She senses it. What does she sense? That's Sabine. That's a Rebels character. Rebels is okay. beloved in Star Wars fandom.
Okay.
That's Hera, also part of Rebel.
Okay.
Two new characters right here. They're Sith. Or dark users.
Okay. I know that much.
Sabine is a Mandalorian that has Force capabilities. That I don't think we've ever seen that. That's
Mon Mothma.
Mama. There you go. Thrawn, we'll talk about in a second.
I know a little bit about Thrawn.
As heir to the Empire. Ooh-wee, that's the title of a book.
Is that Ray Stevenson?
That's Ray Stevenson in what appears to be the room where you update Cal Kestis's stuff, abilities.
Oh.
That is Ezra. Ezra is the main character of Rebels. She's rebelling about something. Goddamn. Look at that stance.
It does look cool.
Ooh wee. So essentially, the reason why we're all freaking out today is A, that trailer looks fucking great, but it's literally a beloved animated series being brought to live action. That's why we're all freaking out. And
That's fair.
And so, like, to see Sabine, first off, not wearing Mandalorian armor, but looking at her helmet, like, what's going on here? To see Ezra in the holodeck, meaning, like, you know, just a hologram, what's going, like, he's captured by Thrawn. We think that Thrawn is draining Ezra's force energy to feed Palpatine. And Thrawn is, throughout the books, is being the... he's like the evil version of the most... what is it? The most incredible man in the world?
The most interesting man
in
the world?
Interesting man in the world. It's pretty much him, but the evil version.
Got it. Okay.
Thrawn is kind of Palpatine and... oh my God. I forget the general's name, goddammit. But like his right-hand man. So when the Empire falls, Thrawn takes the place as the heir to the Emperor.
Got it.
So he is leading... Now we understand who's leading the remnant of the Empire. I know they're called something else, but yeah. Fuck yes. So the whole season one is the hunt for Ezra, and we're seeing... all of our favorite, like Chopper's the fucking droid. We love Chopper here, folks. Chopper's a good dude, you know. God damn, it looks so good. And Rebels is such a good time, honestly. Your girls would love them. Your girls would love Rebels. It's because all the female characters kick so much ass. And Hera is like the leader as well. So it's good for the girls to see that. You know, we love that type of stuff here.
Absolutely.
All right, Kyle, that's it. That's been the after show this week. I think this was a great show.
I agree.
Mario. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I told you why I'm excited for Star Wars.
Yep.
Nothing but good times here. We love you all.
Exactly. Love you. Mwah. Mwah.